Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying to all the party diplomatic orbits by info. When it comes to rockin' parties, I am a nympho maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music will put you in a trance and transcend your body and like it's a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down with the funky town with yours truly. I'm the original B-I-Z, I'm it. Okay, I will the E and I aim to have fun and not be number one and just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show, show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a form. And when you hear the Biz Markie, I get the jaws on ya. I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E, you know that's me. I got the stutter step to keep it check, my speed is so unique. So they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the last quarter roof, top beam, square and rolling. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the World Fair at Javits Center. Parting the way that I be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say that your own minds are on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you knowin' that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
On the break of dawn, when you buy food cheap, you need a coupon to catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using, but in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front, come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled, so respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is a form of rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it, so let's go to laugh. Go to laugh.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. My name is T. Just One. Nobody beats the biz.
268-0992.
What's going on, B?
I ain't doing nothing, Mr. Biz. What is going on? Give me a rundown on what is going on tomorrow in Morocco, Indiana. I mean, Saturday, July 19th.
Oh, well, you know, we do it every year, man. This is our third year. we get some of the baddest boys, you know, out of the South to come up in and engage with these boys out of the Midwest, namely Chicago, Indiana, and Detroit. You know, we meet at one spot, and, man, we try to get it on, man. The South been getting their man for the first 2 years. But their so-called fastest car always get knocked off. So this year, man, we gonna try to not only knock off their fastest car or whatever they perceive, what the fans think is the fastest car. We're gonna try to knock that off, and, you know, win a few of these little small races too, what they consider small races. But we gearing up, man. We gearing up.
I understand. So, Is your car locked in with anybody tomorrow? I mean, Saturday?
Yeah, I'm locked in with the Big Bad Storm, Josh Jones, Dollar Bill, you know, the boys out of North Carolina. We locked in, man, and we going to battle, man, you know. They supposed to be some bad boys, small block on nitrous. You know, this is the first year I'm stepping into that arena. I had a boost car years before, but this small black mattress car is taking over.
So Josh Jones, Dollar Bill, and the Bad Storm are locked in with the Biz.
Yeah, they locked in, man. We gonna play, man. We're in the staging lane by 3 o'clock. Head up Pro Tree 8 Mile. You know, we gonna see what it do.
I hear that. So what's this car called, Biz?
You ever heard of that stuff that you cook ribs with and chicken on the grill, charcoal? It's called Coal Black. COAL. Coal, like charcoal. Coal
okay.
Black.
Coal yes, Black.
Coal Black.
So that's just a bad
yes,
stuff.
Yeah, a little small block on nitrous, man. You know.
Yeah, I see.
Actually, Willie Dog got it tonight. He's going to be out playing a little bit. He's going to be in Jackson tonight with it. So he's going to, you know, get the last little testing in with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I also heard, is Willie Dog piloting the Jolly Rancher tomorrow? I mean, Saturday too?
Yeah, Jolly Rancher, you know, Big Dave, you know, is an important piece of Grudge Inc., man, and he sent the car up there to support the race, and Willie Dog, you know, we you know, by the owner not being here, we gonna seek out some action, but you know, we gonna see what's going on, and if we get some action with the car from somebody, Willie Dog will be piloting it.
I'm feeling like GQ Racing might engage the Jolly Rancher is what I'm feeling.
Man, I don't want to talk against nobody's program. I want to be politically correct. But GQ Racing, the first thing they're going to say, they're going to want to go out the back, though. You know. By Dave not being up here, they're definitely not going to take that man's car out the back, though. So
he like
that's
out
what's
the back.
He like out the back, though. Yeah.
By him. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, y'all got – it sounds like y'all – I saw the list of what, you know, is going to be at Morocco, and, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a hell of a race. And you know what killed me today? And he might be on here. One of DMV supporters, man, he supports me all the time, Aaron Tibbs, texted me and was like, JB, where is this race you going to Saturday? I said, man, I'm going to Indiana. I'm going to take that 12-and-a-half-hour drive. He said, well, look, I was going to head over to the House of Hook, but I'm going to be in Indiana. I said, well, you bringing the car? He said, nah, but I want to see some good racing. I said, well, damn, you leaving Maryland and going to Indiana. He said, yeah, I'll be there. I'll see you Saturday. And, you know, that just, it made me feel like, damn, this man going to drive all the way over there to give us that support. So I told him at any time, man. So Aaron Tibbs from Maryland will be up there. He said he's going to start traveling up there a little bit more. He got a small block nitrous car.
Okay, well, tell him to look me up, man. Introduce me to him when you get there. I'm going to show him around, man. We got some hell of a vendors out there. You know, everybody got different things in their city that they eat. But I got one vendor out there that's supposed to have some hoagies out there. And if you ain't ever ate a Chicago-style hoagie, stop on by, man. We're gonna make sure we feed you good. But, hey, I got a question, man. If anybody in this DMV area that got a street cop, a true street cop, man, if y'all can make it here this weekend, man, I'm telling you, you will get your action. These ain't no $500 bet street car races, man. I'm telling you, it gets up there. Last street car race was at one of these events was a $10,400 pot, $5,200 on both sides. So if you got a street car, and if you need me to give you the definition of a street car, I will. So
yeah, please let me know, Mr. Biz, how do you? Because I want to know, because I went to ATCO a couple weeks ago, and I want to see if your version is what my version is, and what, because I want to see what everybody's version of a street car is.
My version of a street car is, this is what it's called. It's called a regular car, and then you got a street car. Then you got a race car. A regular car is right off the showroom floor. It has all the factory components on there. If it got air conditioner, it got air conditioner. If it's a six cylinder, it's a six cylinder. If alternator, all that is a regular car. A street car, It can have a cage, or it don't have to have a cage, but it has to have an alternator. It has to have an alternator. It has to have full exhaust. It can have a drag radio or a slick. That don't matter. It cannot be mini tub. That's not a street car. It can have superchargers or turbos on it. It still be a street car. Or nitrous. It don't matter. But it has to have all working lights. Turn signals. You should be able to drive it about 100 miles. If you ain't got no alternator, you got two batteries. Come on. I'm gonna drive you 100 miles, and we're gonna go straight to the track, and then ain't gonna be no hooking up no battery charger, and we're gonna get out. So, but if you got a true live street car, man, come on, and I'm telling you, we gonna get it on in the Chicagoland area.
I got somebody right now that's in our area that's known as the Running Bear, and he has, he has one of the baddest small block, one carb, back halves, one stage of nitrous around. Now, the car he got, you should know, because this car was a bad motherfucker in his day. He is the owner of now, which is called Running Bear, a.k.a. McNasty, but this is the old Dud.
Okay, I do know the Dud. Yep.
Yeah, so I got what's going on, Running Bear? Me and Biz is kicking it, man. Running Bear, I'm headed out there to Indiana, man, and, to see this hospitality, man, and, so I'm going up there, hanging out, and, we got on tonight because Biz up there, they got a lot of street cars. So we trying to – what do you consider a street car, Running Bear?
Biz kind of hit it on the head that, as far as what I consider a street car. A street car is exactly what it says, a street car. You can drive it on the street, and you need to be able to drive it at least 10 miles. I had a street car. And I had an alternator. I had my windows in it. I had a nice-sized tire on it, but it was streetable. I had license plates on it. I had insurance on it. I had, in Virginia, mm-hmm. We had stickers on it. You know, and street cars is what it is. Now, a lot of these guys out here calling and saying, well, street cars, they ain't no goddamn street car.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I and you know what? I got to say Running Bear went up, and I ain't calling nobody's bluff or nothing, but a street car, let me ask you something. Should a street car have to be pulled to the lane with a golf cart?
No.
No, hell no.
Okay, because that, you know.
JB, this is like talking about a two-back half car. A true street car need to be driven to the lane and back to the pits, unless it's broke.
Yep.
You know, a two-back half car is what it is, a two-back half car. Anything from the back seat back you can work on. Anything from, the front seat back you can work on. Anything from the front seat forward, it need to be stopped. Now, these guys got it twisted. Some of them got it twisted, you know. And I know some of these guys with these Mustangs, you know, I know that they can do them trick things with them. And I know they got, you know, different types of setups for them. And they call them back half cars. But there are a lot of them out there that's not back half cars.
You're right.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the game is what it is, you know. And if you can get with them, you know, you get with them. You do what you can do when you can do it. And with that said, I got a question.
What's your question?
Maybe you can answer. Now, I've been looking at the internet for the last week or so, and I'm looking on here now. And there's a group called KATN. In Virginia. What the fuck is that?
Hold on now. KATN?
Yeah, that's what it says. KATN in Virginia. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't know what it is and what it stands for.
Yeah,
maybe somebody on this show tonight can tell me what it is and what it stands for.
Man, I wouldn't even want to take a shot at that one. KATN. That don't even sound like some. I know it ain't about racing.
Well, it is about racing because it's a guy named William Gentry.
Okay.
KATN in Virginia is going to do a KAT. It says turning in the next couple of weeks. Where would you like to go if you were interested? And you know, I saw that, and somebody gave me the group, or somebody joined me into the group. I don't know what it is. It's evidently it's got to be something about drag racing, because if it ain't, it's on the wrong page.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Biz, when the last time you been out to Dinwiddie? Because that's Running Bear's stomping grounds, and I know you done been out there. Marcus Jones, you still on Biz? I think he might have to get off, but Running Bear, I don't know if you know who that is, but that is Mr. Biz with the Mustang. He has a small block nitrous Mustang on 28th, and, you know, he old school. So, you know, I'm going out there, like I said, Saturday, going to show respect out in Indiana. He got a nice North versus South race. And like I said, he is engaged. He is locked in with the Bad Storm, head up 8 mile, flip for lanes, be in the lane before 3. Race before 3.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I wish him luck, because, you know, the Bad Storm, he ain't no joke. I mean, a lot of people talk a lot of shit to him, and he talk a lot of shit too, but he ain't no joke either.
No, the man, I'm going to tell you, he ain't nothing to take lightly, I can tell you that.
Right. Hey, look, let me ask you another question.
All right.
You know a guy named Brian Nelson?
Yeah, I know him. I'm guessing you might have talked him up. I see a 540 number popping in right now. 287-5481. Is that Brian Nelson?
No, it ain't Brian. This is Jeff, man. What's up, JB?
What's going on?
All right. Yeah, I heard your man talking about that cat in Virginia. That's I think that's dealing with, it sounds crazy, but some catfish. That's dealing with catfish. Catfish fishing.
So,
yeah.
I don't know who gave me this damn group, but I sure wish them and I knew who it was.
Yeah, them boys, they doing catfishing in Virginia.
Well,
that's what that is.
If they do, I wish them luck.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm glad to know. Now I can delete it, man. You know, I mean, I can eat a fish, but I ain't too particular about going out looking for that motherfucker.
I know that's right.
So what's going on tonight, Jeff?
Ain't much to it, JB. Just sitting back chilling, man. What's that? Had my ears on, had a little time to myself. I said, let me give you a holler and see what's going on over here.
Yeah, I mean, this week in this area, I don't really is kicking off this week. I know, let's see, you know, within the next couple weeks, I know next week, the 26th, I don't know if anything's kicking off in this area, but I know the 26th, my boy Brock over at Outer Banks is doing Locked and Loaded Grudge Fest. And then, Then that following week, you got a Custom Tees race at Maryland, which is just going to be, I'm going to just tell you, that bitch might
be. Oh, you ain't got to tell me on that. Yeah, that's gonna be off the hook there.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, Tony Wright versus the Sniper is something that, I mean, I just can't turn that down. And then, you know, the 3M versus the Troublemaker, Kenny Beecham versus Scoot. Who is it? The Old Jack versus John SQ. I mean, that's some stuff.
Hey, they're going to have a full house.
Yeah, I already know.
That's going to be a race you don't want to miss right there.
No. And if you miss it, you're going to be out back. So, I'm you know,
hey,
I just.
You ain't never lied. What's that? Cause if I don't make nothing else, I'm going to make that one. I'm going to make that one down Piedmont too.
Yeah, Piedmont. That's down there with the CK Motorsports guys, man. The $30,000 winner-take-all back half shootout, man. Yeah, that should be good, man. I mean, you know, the back half, you know, I miss the back half shootouts, man. Back there when it was, you know, the Shadow and the Tree Man and Jekyll and Hyde and, you know, that was back in the days where basically you could pick up an In the Cut video and you were going to have a G-body race and a back half race on that video.
There you go.
And I hope, and see, Custom Tees is doing one August 2nd too, so, I mean, you might get a little whiff of that. I'm hearing that he's doing one, and with six back halves going to be, you know, that are going to already be on the premises, that might be a nice little shootout, so.
Oh, that August 2nd, that's going to be, that's going to be one you don't want to miss right there, that's for sure.
No, man.
That's for sure. Yeah, they sound like real good races, man.
So what you been up to, man?
Ain't no whole lot, man. Like I said, you know, I think I went to the last race they had down the beach when JC and Fuji wrecked. That was the last one I hit up. And like I said, I'm just laying back, going to wait till August 2nd and hit that one over Maryland for sure and try to hit that one down Piedmont on the 9th.
Okay. And I think you know, the weekend of Labor Day?
Uh-huh.
That Friday, you know, William Brown got one Saturday, that Labor Day Saturday, and then that Friday, J.C. Richardson has one a ladies' night that Friday.
Where is that at?
Dinwiddie, VMP, Virginia Motorsports Park.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's going on the weekend of Labor Day. That's, like I said, Friday is J.C. Richardson is doing his, you know, ladies' night event, and then Saturday, William Brown, WB3 is throwing an event, and from what I hear, the boys are coming again. I talked to the owner, Goldie. Goldie's going to be in the house again. I think Tony's going to be in the house. And I'm hearing the Florida boys are going to be in the house. They're going to make a swoop right through.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a little bit count.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, man, all these, you know, these last past couple of events I've been to, because, I went to the one at BMP, And man, I had a good damn time, man. It was a good damn time. I had a good time at the Horseman. I had a good time at, you know, the last couple of events I've, you know, been to. So I never been to the Midwest, so this is going to be something different, and I can't wait, man. I just can't.
That's what's up. Yeah, like I said, I saw you at the one at the Horseman race, and I didn't get to make it down VMP, but I'm gonna try to hit down there for the years out, see if I can catch a good one down there.
Yeah, yeah, man, definitely. Come on down there and catch one out. I know Running Bell be out there looking for a little action with McNasty, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get that boy on the show tonight. He kind of partially called me out. The boy named Brian Nassau with 72 Nova.
Oh,
Disco? You talking about Disco?
Yeah, Disco Nova.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the new car is Disco Nova, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
He calling the Running Bear out. I know Running Bear ain't going to do nothing but, you know, give him what he wants, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm saying, ain't no need building the car if you don't want to race it, right?
Yeah, I sent him a message, you know, if he's serious about racing. I mean, he throws some hints around. He never called me out. But I told him if he was serious about racing, call into the show, you know, and we can talk about it.
I hear you.
There you're right. But it sounds like another call out to me. If he want to do it, go and do it.
Yeah,
go do
I mean,
it.
Now, Running Bear, how you talking about doing it?
Well, he never said. I mean, my name was called along with Hell Yeah, but he was saying something about he would put 33 10-5s on his car and wheelie bars. And I told him I sent him a message back. I didn't care what tire he had, as long as he made the race fair. If he made the race fair, then we can get it on. And ain't no problem with that, you know. I don't know. I never really looked at his car. Don't know. What, I mean, I know he's got a big block. I don't know if he got two carburetors or two stages of matches or what he got. But I wanted him on the show so, you know, he can express himself. And then maybe we can set something up and get it done.
I hear you. That's how you take care of business.
There you go. Make it plain and simple for him.
Yeah.
Make it plain and simple. You do or you don't.
You do or you don't. I mean, I don't want to go through the same thing I went through last weekend down there with Buddy Blow. You know, and that cat is he's a joker.
he's shucking jive too much, huh?
Yeah, he's driving a truck with two kits on it, big block, and the only thing I asked him was to give me the back tire, and he wouldn't give me that.
Great day.
Darn,
That ain't asking for a whole lot.
You know, one thing about me, man, if I got to ask you for a whole lot, then I don't need to run you. You know, but if I said, look, give me the go, you got a big block or a small block, a big small block, and you got two carburetors, two stages of magnet, I'm on one kit, one small block, one carburetor. And if I ask you for the go, if you can't give me the go, you need to keep your mouth shut if you got a big block.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like, you know, I went to him to ask him to race. They came over there and said they're going to beat everybody from the DMV. And I said, well, you may as well start with me then, because I'm the slowest thing in the NASA board, and I'm down here.
There you go.
So Running Bear is, oh, Lord, Running Bear versus the Disco Nova. Now, that would be, Running Bear, it'd even be nice. You know, I wonder if he would be willing to come on up on a Friday night up to VMP and go and do that weekend.
Yes, I was going to either try to get him to come to the latest night or William Brown, and so we can go and get it on. I mean, if he's serious about racing and not just running off at the mouth like a lot of guys do, you know, then because, you know, I don't like to. If you want to run me, all you got to do is come to me like a man and say, look, let's do this. And we can
there you go.
Something
on. Well,
what a lot of people don't understand is, when they call somebody out, you got to understand, if you're making it pretty much even, it should only be a driver's game to win that race.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, we got a mic open. Let's see if we can get him in here. 252-268-1845. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, JB? This is Keenan with the Mask of Mustang, though.
Oh shit! Now what you want tonight? Now JC is not on here, but he can be on here.
I ain't looking for JC because I know he got to get his primer and his paint gun and everything out, so I'm waiting for that.
Okay.
But I'm calling in because me and my dad in the living room gonna sit down and watch a movie, and we got to watch a movie called The Godfather. So I'm trying to see if, you know, The Godfather got permission to come out and play on August 2nd.
Good Lord, have mercy. See that? Now, see, I respect you because you got that's just straightforward. You know, it's no talk.
Well, last time we was on the radio show, the man said he got checked with the owner or the driver or somebody. So I'm just calling back just to, you know, check in. You know, you go to the airport, you got to check your bags and everything. I'm trying to check in so I can take that flight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think Joe is probably going to get on really soon. I would think he would get on. So, I mean, he's always on every week. So, I mean, if he didn't talk to the owner, I don't see why that, you know, that race wouldn't take place. You know, I know Joe coming, and usually when one red alert car come, all three come. So I don't see why that might not work. So, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna watch this movie, The Godfather. I don't watch it about four or five times. I'm going to see if I remember how bad it was. So.
While you're doing that, you can listen to this real quick because I think this might be Mr. Brian Nelson, 540-846-7546. Am I speaking with Brian Nelson?
No, I'm sorry. It's not Brian Nelson.
Who we got?
This is Buck from out of Virginia. I just wanted to make an announcement. Are you all familiar with the Quarter Mile Brothers?
We know the Quarter Mile Brothers. We know them.
Okay, that's my sister, right? And
okay.
I just wanted to make an announcement. She's in the hospital right now and have to have brain surgery on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, I wanted y'all to support her and, you know, maybe y'all can go to the website and have the guys give a donation. I know that they have a race coming up. Her and Larry T got a race coming up at Buzz Creek.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure everybody, you know, just support her and pray for her.
Hey, well, listen, go ahead and shoot me that. What's the link? Is it just Quarter Mile Brothers?
QuarterMileBrothers.com.
All right, well, you're going to get a donation from me tomorrow. I can tell you that.
Okay, and I hope you get a donation from everybody that's listening.
Yeah, you going to get, hey, I know, hey, Running Bad, you going to check it out?
Yeah, who can I, hey, look, what's going to be at?
It's QuarterMileBrothers.com.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out how I can get a few dollars to somebody.
Well, you can do it through the website or let Larry T, if you're familiar with him, Larry T, because they're doing the race together. Quarter Mile Brothers and Larry T, I think they're doing the race together
August
at Buzz Creek.
Yeah, August 2nd.
Well, I'll get with Larry because I know I'm down here. You know, I'm away from Larry T, but I go to the race. I'll get with Larry T, and I'll send a donation, and I'll get the NASA board to send a donation also.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I need to hear.
Yes.
All right, man. I'm going to let y'all get back at it. I appreciate y'all's support, man.
All right, well, I'm going to send mine tomorrow, so you go ahead for me.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
I think we got a DC number in here. This might be the number we're looking for, Running Bear. 703-895. 703. Oh, did he drop off? Hold on.
No, Disco Nova's in the house, baby.
There you go. Disco Nova is in the house.
I hear him.
How y'all doing?
Now you're right.
How y'all doing? We at the track, you know. We're over here checking out the competition up here, local track, make sure ain't nobody getting a step up on us. You know, so we incognito tonight, you know, seeing what's going on.
I know. Well, I heard y'all was going to go up there. Glad you ain't taking Cobb there.
No, we having some headers built, a couple of little things done. You know, we're trying to get this car switched over from big tire to small tire. We've been running big tire and the car worked, but small tire just don't work very good. They work good enough to go around the slow guys, but the fast guys, we won't run with them. We got to do a couple things to it.
I hear you.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. So what do you consider me a fast guy or a slow guy?
Who am I talking to?
That's running man.
Oh, shit, man, you fast. I seen you run. Hell yeah. I was trying to figure out why you didn't put a big gap on Hell Yeah the other day. What happened, man? I was rooting for you. I had money on you.
The reason I didn't put a big gap on Hell Yeah is because Hell Yeah caught me sleeping.
Oh, okay. That happened.
You know, that shit happens in drag racing. You know, I whooped Hell Yeah twice. And,
I see he wore his ass out twice. I was like, Runbear gonna put the gap on him again. And then I heard you look like, man.
Yeah, he did.
I like your car. I know you're fast.
Yeah, he did what a drag racer's supposed to do, man. If you catch a man sleeping, you're supposed to bust his ass open. You know, my head go off to him.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what happens. And your car definitely fast. It ain't Disco Nova fast, but it's fast.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, you want to know how fast Disco Nova is? Call them boys down there. Good folks. That's exactly the track we put on them.
Look here. I ain't going to call nobody. All you got to do, I mean, I see your car. I ain't what kind of motor you got or nothing like that. But I see your car.
Deck.
So you were down at
Pistol headed, one carburetor. Ain't nothing special. We got short deck, pistol headed, one carburetor. Ain't nothing special.
Okay. You running one carburetor, one kit.
Say what?
You run one hit a nice one.
You were breaking up. I didn't hear what you said, buddy.
Are you running one hit of nitrous?
I mean, if you want to run here in the near future, we'll put the big tires on it. We'll put the bars back on it, and we'll run you on one system, heads up.
Are you willing? Look,
I don't drive that car.
Huh?
No, I ain't driving that car. I just own it. Yeah,
no,
I can't
no.
drive.
What
I'm
saying,
a terrible drag racer. I'll be the first one to admit it. I'm a terrible drag racer.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, now, you know I got a small block, you got a big block. You on one kit, I'm on one kit. Are you willing to give me the back tire?
Am I willing to give you the back tire? Man, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, some of these jokers say, hey, I know small blocks run harder than I do. I know plenty of small blocks run harder than me, and I ain't never seen your car run, or I ain't never seen your motor. I don't know nothing about it. I just seen you on the internet.
Yeah, it's just an everyday small block, one carburetor, one stage of nitrogen.
Yeah.
But if you are willing with your big block, asking for much, to give me the back tire. And we can make a date.
You know what? The best I can do right now, you know, I don't know. I don't think so.
So you want
to do it? I don't know. The simple fact is, I don't know your car. I don't know how many systems. I don't know what kind. I just don't know. I don't have enough information to go on. I don't have enough information to go on to make a gamble like that.
I just got finished telling you that I got one system. I will run one system, one carburetor. That's all I got.
You let me pick the track and you got it.
As long as it ain't the regular track in the world, I've been through a few. Any track you want and we can make it.
We can do it at Summer Duck.
I've never been to Summer Duck. I don't know nothing about Summer Duck.
That's where I'm at right now. We can do it. I mean, we could do it at Summer Duck, and we'll flip for lane choice, and I'll give you the back tire, one kit to one kit.
Okay, well, look, let me think about Summer Duck, because like I said, I've never been to Summer Duck. But if you could make it Capital or Murray International or Colonial Beach or Virginia Motorsport Park or Fayetteville Drag Strip, you know, because I have never been to up there to that drag strip, to tell you the truth. As a matter of fact, I don't even know where it is.
Hey, Brian, how do you like DMP?
How do I like DMV?
Yeah, Virginia Motorsports Park.
I've never been there.
Oh, okay.
I've never been there. I've raced at Capital. I like Capital. I like MR, but MR is sometimes hokey, but a lot of times good. You know, I always like going to Capital. We don't go up there too much because, you know, too much of the competition, guys. We might have to run race there, so we kind of steer clear of there.
Well, my thing is, you know, if you think about Capital, it's better track than Capital. Virginia Motorsport Park, to me, is a better track than Capital.
Well, let me ask you this. Where do you live at?
I live 15 minutes from Paul Rabbit's, North Carolina.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you long way down there, huh?
Yeah, I'm a long way down the road. But, you know, when it comes to a race, if the race is right, I would make the travel. I would do the travel. But I don't like to go to places I ain't never been to before and run on a track that I ain't never been to.
I hear you. I got you, man. I know. I'll be the same way. I mean, we might be able to do something at BMP. Like I said, I ain't never been down there. I got to talk to my driver and see what his thoughts are on it. You know, we're a team over here. Everybody's input counts. You know, we just ain't one person makes the shots. We all get together to make the best call. But, yeah, like I said, I'll contact you tomorrow. I'll talk to my boys. We'll get a team meeting together tomorrow and go through trying to make a decision. But
that's a good track, though. That's a good track.
BMP. You know, I've never been there. I've always heard good things, and, you know, I ain't above going down there. But if I travel all the way down there, you going to give me lane choice?
You can have any lane you want.
Okay.
I can run in either lane. Either I'm going to win or I'm going to lose. Lane choice, I don't care nothing about.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're willing to do that, I'll talk to my boys tomorrow, and we'll figure it out. We'll probably come on down there.
Okay.
That's a good track too, Brian.
Say what?
Yeah. I said that's a good track too, Brian. That used to be a NHRA track.
Okay. As long as you know how to prep a track, that's all good.
Hey, Brian, let me tell you like this. Gene Stevens is on, and I can tell you right now, Akers had Andy Manson's car there the other week. And I want to say he went a 7-12 through the quarter, or 17.
She had a little steam, huh?
Yeah. So, BMP works.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
This is Big Gene. I was sitting next door to Andy Manson. He went a 7-08 down there the other week.
7-08. So, yeah. BMP, I can tell you right now. And also, I was out there with Ricky Fox when he went a 4-50. On a 275. So, yeah, VMP work.
What are you talking about?
450 or 275.
A couple weeks ago, going 380s and 390.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, truthfully, this might be one race between, I mean, both cars are back half. I mean, you know, so I think this is going to be one that's going to be nice to see. I can, you know, I pay to see it. I'm in. Y'all just let me know.
I was saying, both cars back half, both cars on one system. You get the back tire, I get lane choice. I mean, we might be able to do something. I'm going to talk to my boys tomorrow, and I'll get back to you early. How's that? We'll work out
the
details.
That sounds good to me. That sounds good to me.
We'll work out the details. Like, you know, hey, like I tell everybody else, you all see us, we're new to this grudging deal, But we've been racing. But, you know, our deal is this. We just won't go race. You know, we're going to that race next weekend down in North Carolina, that down near the Outer Banks.
Yeah,
wherever it is.
You going down there, hang
we're
out
going,
with my boy Brock.
We're going to load up Friday and go on down there and run that True 29 inch tire shootout.
I hear that.
Hey, we just want to race, man. We ain't hiding.
Disco Nova to win in heavy, I see there.
Hey, you know my motto, JD? Hey, my motto is this. We got a car, we got fuel, we got nitrous. Why ain't we racing?
I hear you.
That's right.
There ain't no reason for that car to have any dust on it. It should be out the track going battle every weekend somewhere. If it ain't broke, you should have it out. All these guys in there just sit there and polish your car at the track and then put it back in the trailer and go home and never even make a pass. They ain't racing. That's a car show.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn. Brian Nelson for mayor. Okay.
Well,
I mean,
see, they ain't got to put no gas in it for that, Brian.
I don't want nobody else. Saying, you see guys at the track. They polish the cars up. They stand around. Everybody puts the barbecue out, the lawn chairs out. Take the night and night. They push back on the trailer and go home. That's a car show.
Well, so, yeah, you ain't got to put no gas in the car to go to the car show.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all see how beat up my car is? She's going to battle. Hey, we got guardrail graphics. We have pieces missing. But you know what? The motor works good. Transmission works good. And we got fresh tires, so we're going to race them.
Hey, I like that, man. Y'all, hey, well, I'm going to say it like this. All y'all got to do is tell me where the date and when it's going down. I'm going to be there because I want to see that race. I think that's going to be one to see, so.
Well, good, man. Yeah. You know, it's all about having fun, making friends, you know, going a little racing. We ain't got to bump up our chest and try to act like we're tough, hey, you know. Hey, and like I tell everybody else, I pick my car, I pick my motor. Y'all pick y'all's car, y'all pick y'all's motor. Maybe we can meet somewhere and get a race off.
That sounds good.
You know?
Yes,
you
do. Yo. You know? There are a lot of people that, you know, they're peeking out the bushes, trying to see what's going on, but you know, at the end of the day, we just want to race, and that's it. So if we can get a race with you guys, hey, if we're doing what we like. As long as we get home safe, it don't matter.
Hey, JD.
What you got, running back?
Yeah, tell him, I don't know if he can hear me or not. Tell him if he talk to his guys and he go to us. John, he was at Friday night, ladies' night, William Brown showed up.
Just go know the lights of ladies now. Well, you all seen that shiny car. Ladies like that car.
Just go Nova like the ladies.
Ladies like the dance.
Hey, ladies get preferential treatment. Like I can tell you right now, any ladies or any kids that walk around the pits, if y'all want to hop in the car, get your picture taken, by all means, jump on it. We would never say one word to you. Any kid or any ladies, don't make no difference to us. Hop on in there.
Hey, JD, he's just as crazy as hell here.
Yeah, Brian Nelson crazy as hell. I know Brian Nelson. He's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
So,
you know, if we can get
look,
a guy,
guys, look, guys, I'm going to jump, man. I think my boy's going to make a pass, but Ronald Bear, I'm going to contact you tomorrow. We're going to finalize some stuff. We'll put up on the internet for everybody to see, and we'll take it from there. How's that?
That'll work.
Cool, man. Hey, it's nice talking to you guys. JB, thanks for the invite to the show, man.
All right, Brian, take it easy.
All right, see you now.
Mr. Gene Stevens is on right now, and Gene Stevens, I'd like to say, I like your new little website, Gene Stevens, your little forum, man. That thing right nice. Gene Stevens, most wanted team. Are you still on?
Yeah, JB, there, buddy.
Yeah, I said I like your new form, man. I was checking that out. I like the most wanted grudge racing. That's pretty sweet.
Well, thank you, Dad. I appreciate it. I figured it's one more site to get more news, get everything out there.
Oh, yeah, I like it, man. That was cool. I was wondering one day, I seen an ad. I said, who is most wanted? Then I saw that blue beast. I said, well, I know who that is.
Oh, Lord. I keep messing around. I'm going to have my old fleet
I hear you. I hear you. So, yo.
I got a strange phone call yesterday. Gene?
Gene Stevens, running back, trying to get with you.
All right, I'm here. I have my phone on mute. That's background noise.
Well, don't put that bitch on mute yet.
What's going on, running back?
I got a strange phone call yesterday.
Oh, Lord, don't even tell me. I already know who it was.
Okay, well, you ain't got to say no more.
As a man looking for trouble is what it was.
Yeah.
I thought, like, look, you ought to start off small. You go, damn, you can jump right to the top. You need to climb the top ladder and just jump off on your head.
I told him, look, man, I said, because when he called me, I didn't know who he was. He was talking. I said, who is this? He told me who he was. I said, look, man, don't do that. I said, if Gene wanted to do that, then you have Gene call me. And I said, you ain't got no car. I said, you have Gene call me, and we can do this. Other than that,
now,
don't.
I told him, I said, look, I'm going to let you drive the car. That's up to you. If you call him and he wants to do it, that's between y'all. I said, get your head chopped off there. Don't blame that one on me.
Yeah.
He will leave your ass in the dead light now.
if he don't move when I move, he's through.
The only thing I told him was this. I said, let me give you a good piece of advice. You better make sure he makes the race right, because you can't run him heads up.
I mean, that's what I said. If you want to run me head up, I said, man, look. I said,
he can't run you heads up?
Yeah. He told me he wanted to run me head up. I said, look, man, I seen Gene Cup. I said, I ain't never seen him run. I seen a picture.
Huh?
I said, if you want to run, I'll be trying to run. But you have Gene call me, so he can make this right.
He can't run your heads up. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way, running back. He can't message you.
Yeah, I told my wife, I said, I ain't heard from Gene, so he ain't know the hell he was talking about.
I know when to stay in my lane.
Yeah, that's right.
So my man, fresh, he's new. He want to try something. He's trying to go straight to the top. He better nibble on the bottom first.
Yeah, what's that theme song y'all boys had? Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, started at the bottom, now we're here.
That's right. He need to remember that shit.
We damn sure didn't go to South Georgia, walk up, smack Tony Bynes, tell him let's race. That's for sure. We started at the bottom.
That's right.
I think, is this the Pink Warrior we got on here now?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Pink Warrior, we just had a call out on this show about 30 minutes ago from Keenan with the Mask of Mustang that he wants the Godfather on the second. Is there any way we can make that happen?
Nah, the Godfather's going to be down. It's not going to make it August 2nd, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was seeing what he was going to do. Now, what do you think? Look, does Jason Gillespie sit like that car or does it sit different? Pink Warrior.
Yo, you talking to me?
Does Racing Jason sit like the Godfather or sit a little different?
You know what? I think I don't know, to be honest with you. Is he a full two chassis or a back half? Jason. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think he's back half.
Oh, okay. He might be, okay. Yeah, because I know Keenan, you know the funny thing? I'm going to let him tell you what movie he was looking at because he just slid back on here. He looking for you.
Man, you just made me hit the pause, but man, I was watching Godfather shoot some people up.
Wow.
You just made me hit the pause, but you know what, man? I mean, I understand cars get down every once in a while, but August 31st, we plan on bringing down the Denny with it, so that's a little bit more time if y'all need it.
Wow. Well,
you got
there?
He's there.
He's there first.
Well, with the Godfather, I can't guarantee anything right now. If it's ready, it's ready, but it ain't ready right now. So, I don't know. Too far in advance to give you an answer. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Well, in that case, I'm going to take the movie out, man. I got excited and put the movie and everything in, have my popcorn and everything ready, so I'm going to take the movie out and watch something else.
Yeah, you have to take that one out for a little while. You have to on-demand something else. You can on-demand, like, the Pink Panther if you want. I mean, that's fine. You know, a little spot here. A little spot. We could work something out.
You said the Pink Panther?
To the end.
Oh, okay. Well, how does the Pink Panther sit?
It's just a small tire, stock suspension, baby big block, conventional head, nothing special.
What's a baby big block?
Baby big block. It's a conventional head short deck.
What kind of race you looking for?
Say it again?
What kind of race you looking for?
I don't know. I don't even know your car, to be honest with you.
It's got a baby big block in it. Back cow. Helicon. Probably heavier than what you got.
What's a 33-10-5 on there?
I don't know, man. We just took some tires off the shelf, man, threw them up there.
I hate when people say they don't know. How come no one knows nothing when it comes to their car? I tell you, I got 28s on mine. I know what I got. I know what I pay for when I call the speed shop and order stuff. I don't know why you guys can't remember that. Is it the air down here? Is it the water? What is it? The gravity?
Look, this is the thing. You guys are sitting in North Carolina, man. We don't know what we're doing. We just sit up here and just buy stuff. And some reason why I don't know why it's up there, because I don't buy the stuff. My dad does. I don't need to drive it.
So you're driving a car, you don't even know what kind of tires underneath you.
I don't know what kind of tires. It might be street tires back there.
Man.
Might be street tires back there, but I tell you what.
I'll be there August 2nd.
You're
going to
be there August 2nd. You got the back tire.
Say it again?
If you're going to be there August 2nd, you got the back tire.
Back tire? What am I going to do with that?
You go come around to repair lanes after we finish and pay up.
But in your baby big blocks are probably all day, 600-700 cubic inches. I know.
No, man. I wish we could afford something like that.
And what do you care what you can afford? You just told me you don't even know what kind of tires you buy. You don't even know what kind of motor you got. So you keep telling me you don't know what you don't have.
Only thing I know about, man, only thing I know is that we just trying to find some kind of action August 2nd, and the Godfather ain't going to be ready. So, you know, propose the Pink Warriors, so I'm trying to accommodate you.
I feel you, man. You're too much for me, man.
How can that be too much?
You don't even know what tire you got on there, man. So that means you're telling me you got a big tire because you probably, that number's so big on there, on that sidewall.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out, man. And you said
I'm going to need everything in drag.
You ain't sitting in the car.
Huh?
It is funny listening to these motherfuckers.
So you ain't sitting in the car, so how you know what I got?
Well, because I know you don't even know what you got, so I'm just taking a good guess, at least. At least I'm guessing. You don't even know what tire you got. I'm just guessing. I mean, I guess I'm doing an educated guess, though, because I got you all heated about it. So I'll just pass on that racing. I'm sure you'll get some action somewhere else.
Okay. Well, when the Godfather get rid of now, make sure y'all call me.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure y'all call me, cause I like good movies, so I'm just trying to make sure I get a front row seat.
Wow.
Like good movies. But yeah, JB, but we plan on being August 2nd, man. So maybe we can dance a little bit with somebody. I don't know if JC paint will be dry enough by the time we get there, but. If there's any way near packing, where you can put your finger on it and it's halfway dry, we're gonna dance with them.
Well, shoot, I might. Hey, I don't know if they're coming. I heard they were coming, but Kevin Hunt and his crew might be coming with the Nasty Boo.
Well, it's kind of strange you say that because my partner just got off the radio with Pro Star Joe's show, and Pro Star Joe called Kevin Hunt but couldn't get him, so.
Well,
I think they told me to
do one top five. They are.
So what you trying to see if Kevin would do something August 2nd?
Yeah, August 2nd. It don't matter. As long as we know we got some action coming up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to drive way down there.
Ain't downstairs.
Had a cook hamburger and hot dogs all day.
Okay, well, yeah. I think I even got Kevin. I mean, I got his number. I mean, you want to call him in, or you want to, you know, what you want to do?
Hey, it don't matter to me, man. I mean, I don't know. I know my dad and Coach Joe are supposed to be calling tomorrow, so.
We don't have him.
That's up to you. It don't matter to me. Either way, we got to find a date.
I got Kevin's number. He'll pick up every once in a while. So let's see.
The only thing, I mean, like I said, it don't matter to me. I just don't know who's sure we're going to do it. So I think that's why they were trying to try him again tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So what they, y'all trying to do it, y'all, what are y'all trying to do it in Carolina?
I think they got a race August 16th down in Owensburg.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah,
again, like I said, it don't matter where we're running. I don't want to take nobody's bread off the table, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. If y'all going to do that, yeah. I mean, either way, I can get him on. I mean, it don't matter where y'all going to do it. I mean, if you want me to get him on, I mean, I can get him on. I do know he did say something about MIR, so y'all can work the date out. That's up to y'all. But
Sounds good.
Let's see. Yep, let's see if he picks up. I think I got the right number. It doesn't look like he's in today.
Yeah, same thing we got a few minutes ago. So, we'll probably get in contact with him tomorrow.
Yeah, but you know that ought to be a good one. You and Kevin Hunt. I mean that you know, I know you were contemplating on trying to get him at Outer Banks a couple weeks ago. So yeah, that ought to be a good one.
Yeah, we were contemplating, but you know, sometimes when you're contemplating, you got to make sure you get him at the right time. So. I think now we got everything figured out now, man. You know, sometimes when you're just as slow as we are, you got to kind of take your time and, you know, try to gradually get to the big boy.
Yeah, you know, you gotta take your time before you get up with people like Weeby Cooper and stuff. Yeah, you got to take your time.
Yeah, big boys, man. We trying to get to their level one day, man.
Yeah, Weeby got about 10 cars.
I ain't no big boy. What y'all talking about?
I knew he was in there, man. Look,
you know, the whole post you put up there about me racing JC. And, you know, somebody don't believe that when he gives us the back tie, that there's going to be a gap. So I don't quite understand what their mathematics is, but one of the things I want to make sure is that I've been reading on Facebook as well that he had the wrong crew with him, lining them up at Fayetteville. So what I don't want to happen is I don't want us to race, and then, you know, they said, no, you won because we ain't had the right crew. Ain't nobody lined me up right. So I just want to make sure they got the right crew his main man, make sure he spread his around and everything so there won't be no excuses.
You talking about Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people saying on Facebook, that he had the wrong crew, it's crooked. I don't know because I wasn't there. But I'm saying that when he raced on August the 2nd, I want to make sure he got his right people with him.
Yeah, I was there, and J.C. didn't complain about the race, but J.C. was lined up crooked. So when J.C. left, he went toward the wall. He had no other choice but to get out. And we didn't complain about it. We wanted to run it again. And he did have some people that lined him up crooked. But we ain't complaining about that. Only thing we wanted the race back, but they wouldn't do it. The guy said he was sick, so we said okay. We didn't give him a half.
I ain't saying y'all would complain about the race. All I'm saying is that when we race JC, we want to make sure he have the car straight and make sure he got his right crew with him.
Regardless, when we turn both of them lights on, it's a race regardless of what happened. It ain't got nothing to do with the man on the other side. If they line him up crooked, then they line him up crooked. He ain't going to complain to you about that. But you ain't got to worry about it. JC agreed to a race with you. When them both of them four bulls at the top of the tree come down, you on your own and he on his own. Now, if he lines up crooked, then he lines up crooked. It won't no complaints. It was just said because some people said that JC got his ass put up, and we had to make it straight that what happened. You know, that was all said.
Yeah. I saw the video, and I saw what he made mad of it. That's understandable. But, you know, like I said, I just want to make sure everybody, both sides, is on the game.
Sometimes
you run people and they create excuses, you know.
Yeah. See, from now on, you know, we got some things in the making. We have different – JC has different people doing different things sometimes. People think they're doing what they need to do, but they ain't. But JC don't complain about that. So, you know, a race is a race. When JC turn both bulbs on, it's a race. Whether JC go toward the wall, whether JC go toward the center line, or whatever happens, it's a race. He ain't going to complain about you whooping him.
Right.
That you ain't got to worry about, you know, that's on JC and his crew. I don't know if you're talking to Running Bear, and JC is my kinfolk, so I'm there with him all the time. I don't help him all the time. Don't put him in the water box. Other people think they know more than I do. So,
when
JC said Running Bear do this, then Running Bear do that. But like I said, JC, don't complain about getting his ass whooped because he had an ass whooped plenty of times. So don't worry about that. If you get a race with JC, it is what it is. It's a race when he turned that second bulb on.
Right. Well, like I told JC last radio show when JV was up there, Core, he said as soon as he get that paint on that right-hand side, he gives me the back tie. So like I told JC, as soon as he get that clear coat, as soon as he order the paint, make sure you give me a call.
Right. Believe me, a lot of people don't like JC. A lot of people don't understand JC. But as far as I'm concerned, JC a hell of a damn grudge racer.
Oh, he is. I don't see how nobody can like JC. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
804-252-9059. Your mic is open.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
I heard you got Mr. Keenan on there. If he's thinking he's going to gap JC with the back tie, he might as well run him head up there.
Who is that?
It's Greg.
Oh, Greg Miller. What's going on, Greg?
Greg.
Since he's
going to
gap him,
he might as
well run him head up.
This is the thing. Check this out. So that probably could have happened, but see, sometimes when you're walking down the street and somebody just gives you something that you really want, most of the time you take it. So whenever he just offered me the back tie, I'm going to take it. So that's what I'm saying. For what he has offered me for free, I'm going to take it, and then he's going to be in doubt. Any question about it.
When the race go down,
now as far as whether we run heads up or not, if you want to come back and run the second race heads up, that's up to that man.
And after he beat you the first race, you don't want
to
run.
No, man. The only way that JC gonna beat me is if something happens, which is liable for both cars. That's the only way he gonna beat me.
We're going to see.
So make sure we figure out that bet, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Well, Lord, y'all done woke up somebody. Look, we got Mr. Hell Yeah on the line right now. Hell Yeah, how you doing there, sir?
Hey, what's going on?
I ain't doing nothing. Listening to... Keenan is calling out the Godfather, and then he wants JC. I think Keenan going crazy tonight, but I like Keenan's style.
Yeah, I had a little ringing in my ears. I heard Running Bear was on there just a little bit ago. I might have mentioned my name.
He's on here.
Yeah, well,
how's it going there, Bear?
I was telling a guy, what's his name, Brian Nelson? With a Nova, I said, nobody wanted to give me a fair race. The only person to give me a fair race is you.
Right. Right. You know, yeah, that's true. We give each other a fair race.
Yeah. I said, he got big blocks. He wanted to put big tires and winter bars on. And at first he came out and said he wanted to run me head up. I said, no. I said, look, you got a big block on nitrous, big tires and winter bars. I said, the only thing I'm asking is give me the back tire. I ain't asking for a lot.
Right.
You know, so I think we're going to get together and we're gonna hook something up and we're going to get a race on, you know. I'm up in the garage sanding my car down. I'm going to put another coat of clear on because I got some bad spots and I want to fix it.
All right, well, when we hook up next time, we're going to run it out the back door, right?
That's cool with me.
Yeah, we're going to stretch them out a little bit because, I don't know, they caught it on there earlier or something about that. You put it on me twice, and you did. We all know what happened the first time. You know what I mean? I had some issues, no biggie. So we tried it again. It didn't work out, so we went a third time. And we were both there this time. Remember, second time you couldn't see me, but this time, the last race, you could see me, correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
hear me out here a second. Just hear me out. Now, you could see me, and when we left, I got you out of the gate, but you were right there at my door, right? You were right there at my fender. When we finished the race, you were on my bumper, so that means I pulled you down the track. You know what I'm saying?
No,
the only reason I didn't get you, let's just get that straight. The reason I got you is because I'm just a little bit faster than you. Okay? Not because I got you out of the chute. Because I pulled you down the track, and I did pull a half a car or more on you as we were side by side. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And that was it. The second race we had, we were neck and neck. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. I had a bad pass. I got a bad 60-foot. I got a little loose. No big deal. We ran at a great track, and I did what I said I was going to do. And I'm willing to do it again. And I want to do it out the back door this time so we can let the cars do the talking.
You said that no matter what happened during this race between you and Running Bear, it won't be no more racing. Whether you won or you lost, you're going to chill out for a while. You remember saying that?
For a while, yes, I did. And me and Running Bear talked, and he called me last time we talked. He said he's going to get something set up, and that's cool. And I said, let's just do a quarter mile. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is don't just say that I beat you because I whole shotted you, because that ain't what happened. Because you were there as well as I am, and I know you seen me this time because I pulled you down the track. No problem.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
You know, my car's running. Your car's running too, man.
Yeah.
I don't take that from you. But don't try to take a race and just say that I holstotted you.
Well, JJ, what are you saying you don't let somebody else talk? Are you finished?
Well, y'all been talking all goddamn night. I just got on. What the hell do you mean?
Are you finished?
I'm listening.
Are you finished?
I don't know if I'm done, but I'm listening.
Okay. Now, at the beginning of the year, when you were talking all that trash about what you did in 2013, do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I told you what you did in 2013 ain't going to happen in 2014. You remember that?
I do.
Okay. Now, I whooped your ass twice, right?
Yes or no?
Did I whoop your ass twice?
Not like I whooped you the third time, because I busted your ass.
That motherfucker
will
not answer that goddamn straight question. Did I whoop your ass twice?
Dude, you still got a black streak along the side of that goddamn car of yours, and you probably still got chain hook fucking marks on the front end of that bitch from me dragging you down the fucking track the last time.
Somebody answer the question for him, because he don't seem to want to answer that motherfucker.
Man, the second time you got me was the fluke. The first time you got me because my car was fucked up. Hey, you know, it's no big deal. Just say it. Hell yeah, it's faster than me. Just say it one time.
Let me hear you say it. Did I whoop your ass twice?
Look, when we got on a good track, I showed you what it was all about.
You ain't showing me nothing.
You know what I mean? I had a bad pass, and we all got bad passes, and we get beat. You know, sometimes we get good passes and we get beat. But I had two bad passes, and I got beat both times. I had a good pass with you and put it on you, like I said, and I did walk the dog on you. And you know
where
I did. You seen me.
Where
you were in the other lane.
Did you go to school? I know you went to school, right? When the teacher asks you a question, can you answer a goddamn question? Did I whoop your ass twice?
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
that's all I asked you to do. Okay,
Hold on. You're still talking. Let me talk. I whooped your ass twice. I came to you twice. And then you came to me. You whooped my ass. Like you said before.
Both of our cars were right. You got a good pass, and I got a good pass. And I drug your ass. That's all I'm saying.
No.
The first one was a gimme. The first one was a gimme.
You
even though my car was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The first one was a gimme. No biggie. You've been on the goddamn show all night talking shit. So what do you mean I can't say
nothing about you, man? The only thing I said was that you were the only one to give me a fairway. Now, why are you coming with all this bullshit? I will run you 7 days a week and twice on motherfucking Sunday.
You're damn right you will. You're damn right you will, and I will you. Hey there, Mr. Running Bear. I just wanted to set the record straight. The only reason I didn't beat you was because of the fucking ball shot. I wore your ass out down the track.
You ain't drove me there.
I wore your ass out down the track.
I tell you what, we can do it again the same race and get rid of Cali on.
Come on, your feathers all ruffled. Yeah, your blood pressure's getting up there. Now, calm down.
Don't worry about my blood pressure. All I want is, I'm going to tell you, boy, I want you bad in the hard fuck clock.
Well, I tell you what, if you come at me, we're going to run it out the back door. Next time, we're going to run it out the back door, and then we're going to, it's just the way it's going to go, man.
If you know I did.
Just say it. Now, I already done
said
that you busted my ass twice, and you can't say I drug you?
Okay, well, there you go. You and that car can't drag me. You put a spoiler on the back. That didn't help you. Now, I don't think you did. You caught me on the tree sleeping.
That's it. And I guarantee you, and I would have put fun.
You can't guarantee nothing when we run. You cannot guarantee anything when we run. You already know that.
I can guarantee you won't cut my head off again.
You can guarantee you're going to try is what you're going to do.
Let me ask you a question. That little thing you had hanging on the front of that diamond, what the hell was that for?
A cheetah.
What's that?
The little cheetah you had hanging on the front of that damn diamond.
Well, because your car kicks four inches off the ground and kicks the light bulb on with that, and I kicked the light bulb on with my tires. NHRA allows you 45 inches, correct?
NHRA allows you 45 inches, correct? You are
not an idiot, did I?
You are on this show. I fucking hit the button.
NHRA allows you 45 inches, correct? You kick the ball. You leave on your tires and you kick the ball. You kick the balls on your front end, on your nose piece. Told you.
So what now?
Answer the question. Answer the goddamn question.
What was the damn question?
The question is, when you leave on your front tires. When you finish the race, you kick the goddamn balls on with your front end, with your nose piece. You run 657 and a half feet, maybe 657 feet. I run 660. So the second race, I busted your ass on that one, too.
Devin.
Hello.
No.
No. Everybody in the world knows everybody got lined up with a goddamn front wheel. How the hell am I lined up with a goddamn, what the hell is it, composite damn front end?
And he's a cheetah.
And he got a cheetah.
when do you kick the ball on? With your tires, with your front tires, or with your front end at the big end?
You know it does.
The balls kick on with your goddamn nose piece. Okay, so you're actually running 657 feet, 57 and a half feet, because your nose piece hits about 2.5 foot in front of your damn tires.
So the second race, I won too.
Look, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
No, you don't go nowhere. Send me some of that shit you're dragging, because you guys are dumb as a motherfucker.
Girl.
Oh, God.
Lord, have
me. I thought the motherfucker, man, you know what, man, I just don't understand. How the hell my nose is going to tip the goddamn thing? My nose is going to tip the thing. My rim is going to tip the thing.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, is this 410?
Yeah, this is Donald. Hey, running bear.
Yeah.
Hello?
Running bear.
I
somebody got a speaker on. We're going to have to mute that speaker.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Hey, this is Donald, the boy with the Nova that was next to Hell Yeah at Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, just real quick, I'm not getting on there arguing all this stuff, but that front piece, like it was put on that car, that was my idea because I know for a fact that an eighth mile beam, anything over 3 inches up trips the beam. So, you know, as long as it, and there's plenty of grudge cars even that got a nose piece that sticks out farther than the front clip of the car.
It's got to be metal, man. It's got to be metal.
So, exactly. So, with that front piece he had, actually, it broke. It wasn't even worth a fuck because it didn't even do shit, more than likely. But
I was just asking him why he's sticking on there, you know, because
nose to nose, if you put a tape measure in the front of your car, your front of your car is low enough to trip the beam. And whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. We ain't crying about that, and he ain't crying about that, and I ain't no fucking cheerleader. I just want to get that straight. I ain't a cheerleader. That's my hard-earned money, too, that bets in races. You know what I'm saying? So, and we're a team, and we come up with how we want to do things. So,
but what I'm saying is, once the beam, you have to have a metal piece in the front.
I can't hear you. Well, but here's the thing. His that front piece he put on that car didn't protrude past that car, correct?
You know what? I don't even care, but I just asked him why didn't he put it on there? Did he think he was going to do better? But, you know,
well,
hell yeah.
I'm going to tell you why he put it on there. He put it on there because he truly did feel, along with us, that at Colonial Beach, if y'all were side by side, your front nose clipped the beams before his front tires clipped the beams.
Hey,
and
man,
he,
look.
Hold on. I'm just saying. He didn't put nothing to stick out past the car, which technically there's a real fast pickup truck that's got one that sticks out past the front of the bumper, actually, you know, that Grudge Races.
Yeah,
but
I know.
He didn't do that. But and you know, I think he got his feathers ruffled because, like me and you talked before, the first race you didn't race because you had problems, and then
yeah.
We raced you. We were dumb enough. We shouldn't have raced, but you know, we lost $2,600 in that race, and we had a fucked up car. Shit, I could have beat that car that night with my car. You know what I mean? So that first race, you call it an ass whipping. You know his shit wasn't right. His shit almost shut off. The second race
Hey, look. See, y'all are making all kinds of excuses. Now,
Not making excuses because the tape shows on the last race.
The tape shows on the last race.
If you stop it, and Stevie Wonder can see there was almost gap insurance getting sold on that.
You're making all kinds of excuses because you got your ass whooped. Okay, the first race, I didn't run him because I had a problem with my car.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. The second race, if he had a problem with his car, he should have kept his ass in the pit.
Oh, I know. But you know what? You came all that way. And, hey, trust me, that ain't his home track. If you want to run him at his home track, that motherfucker is up Beaver Springs.
Look.
He lives 40 minutes from Beaver Springs. That's his home track.
Now, why is the home track got to do anything?
Well, only I'm saying is that you said that you came to us. He comes 3.5 hours to Capital Raceway to race.
Well, so did I.
I know, I'm just saying, so that's not his home track. His home track is fucking 30, 40 minutes from his house.
See, what you don't understand is that race was set up not by me and not by him, by somebody else. Y'all need to get y'all back.
I know more than you think. I know about the whole race.
And I agreed to run him in Capitol. So that race was set up. Okay, the race up in Colonial Beach was not set up. The race in Colonial Beach was, I'm going to be up there testing my car. Well, I test my car. He won the race. He got his ass whooped. Now, they had all kinds of complaints about he was closing, and the only thing I told the man was I didn't see him. I looked out my window when I crossed the line. I didn't see him. Why I didn't see him, I don't know where he was at. He might have been at my quarter panel. I don't fucking know. But now he's going to tell me that he drugged me down DMV. Anytime he want to race me again, I give him the same damn race and see if he can drag me again. That's
well,
what I'm saying.
Hey, Bear, all I'm saying. Hey, Bear, can you hear me for a second?
Yeah,
if you watch the video, though, if you stop it at the finish line, he had three-quarters of a car on you.
What part of him cutting my head off at a tree don't you understand?
Oh, I understand a lot about racing, but I don't think it was three-quarters of a car.
Okay, he cut my head off at a tree, and I couldn't get it back. That's all it was. And the worst part of that, don't y'all understand?
Hey, you know what? Why don't y'all just race him a roll, like 30 miles an hour, and y'all just race? That way you see who's faster. How about that? That way ain't no lights involved.
No. You know what, man? If
let's go 95. Let's just go up from 95 up on 70. Fuck it, and just do it.
You know what, man?
Do some street outlaw shit.
I told him that I would race him again, you know, but I don't like all this bullshit when it comes to a race. So I think I won't race him again as long as I got a race car. So, because I ain't got to listen to the crazy shit. I mean, if a man beat me, a man beat me. You know, that's all it is to it. But if I beat you, then you get your ass. I don't care if you left your lunch at home, or if you left a tie at home, or you fell asleep in the tree. If you get your ass beat, you get your ass beat. You know, that's all should be said.
I understand, but since you said you fucked him up, he just wants you to say that he drug you down the racetrack. That's all.
Well, I'm not going to say that because that didn't happen. I mean, if he wouldn't think that way, he can, you know, but, you know, I mean, you know, I just don't lack a lot of confusion, a lot of bullshit. I mean, the man, I already said the man beat me.
He was just upset too because, you know, he heard in the race. He was at the movies with his wife actually, and I got a phone call, so I called him. That, you know, somebody said that, yeah, I fucked him up. You know what I mean?
I fucked him up the first two times, and he fucked me up the third time. What else can I say?
Well, that's fine. I don't know. I just wish we could. We could just, I don't know, do something and just fucking, I don't know how we can end this shit.
Oh, I know how to end it. I mean, you know, I mean, I can see what kind of guy he is. You know, he don't want to admit to the ass whooping because, you know what, man, look, if I go down and run somebody in my car, fuck them, and I go down and run and get my ass whooped, guess what? I got my ass whooped. You know, what complaints can I have? I ain't going to say, well, my car was fucked up. That's the only reason you beat me. No, you beat me because I was fucking stupid. That's the reason you beat me. You know, so, you know,
I ain't gonna... When are y'all going to race again, I guess?
Me and Hell Yeah?
Yeah, I guess. When are y'all going to race again?
You know,
again?
After the night, I don't think I want to run him no more because I ain't going through this bullshit no more.
Okay. Well, you know, He's a solid 3 hours away from me somewhere and fucking deep in Pennsylvania somewhere, so.
It don't matter, man. It don't matter where you at. I'm, like I said, I'm down here. I'm 15 minutes from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. I went down to Fayetteville this past weekend. I come to Maryland.
Right? Hey, you went to Fayetteville for nothing like I did twice.
Yeah. I didn't go for nothing. Matter of fact, I didn't have a race when I went down there. Hoping to get one. Coach stepped up to the plate with his mouth, but he went back to the bushes. So, you know, I wanted to go down there, and I wanted to have some fun, so that's what I did. But, you know, for somebody to get whooped and cry about it, I don't even want to deal with him. Because if you whoop me, I ain't going to cry about it. I mean, hell yeah, whoop me. It's a good race, and I really ain't saying too much about it. You know,
yeah, you were quiet after the race. You came over, you were quiet.
Yeah, I mean, he
helped
me. And I can't say no more. And then, man, that was a good race. You caught me sleeping. You did what you had to do. So there it is. What can I say? You know, but to keep bringing up dumb shit, I mean, he had his ass whipped twice by me. I don't give a damn if he had three lugs on his damn wheel. He got his ass whipped. That was his fault. That's all I'm saying. So I don't need to keep hearing this crazy shit, you know. And if I ran top notch. I ran top notch. Top notch ain't got the slowest car in the world. I beat top notch. He red-lighted. That was it. He ain't had no complaints. I ain't had no complaints. He got beat. I got paid. He went on about his business, and he's still doing his thing. He's not...
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Running Bear, you gone? Yeah, I think he might have dropped the call.
Oh. Well, like I said, you know, I think Bob is just a little pissed because, you know, he, as far as getting your ass whipped, that really, I mean, I guess that's perception, you know what I'm saying? And that's shit talking, but... He felt the third race that it was a quality track. Because Bobby ain't got no fancy shit, though. He's got a fucking 6AL box. And I know that's his fault, but he's got a 6AL box. He ain't got no programmers and rampers and timers and all that other shit. So he went on a track that he felt was good, and, you know, you see what happened. So
sleep or not, you know, the when you get beat, the first thing shouldn't come out of your mouth is, I was sleeping, I got beat. Just say you got fucked up and then go on about your business.
You a goddamn liar. I told hell yeah, the first thing that came out of my mouth to hell yeah was the fact that he cut my head off at the gate. That's the first thing that I said. But what's the difference? Him cutting my head off at the gate and I'm sleeping. It's the same damn thing. Hell yeah, cut my head off at the gate. I hope you can understand this. Hell yeah, cut my head off at the gate when I was at VMP and he won the race. Do you understand that?
Oh, perfect. I understand very well.
Okay, now what else? What else can I say?
I don't know. I don't fucking know actually, and I really don't give a fuck. I'm just saying I got on here to say because that front piece was my idea.
I don't care about what you understand. I don't care about the front piece. All I did was ask Hell Yeah why he put it on, and he couldn't give me a simple answer.
The reason that front piece got put on was because whoever knows was in front at that race was going to trip the beams. That's why we put it on.
Okay, and I guarantee you one thing. You can leave it on there. I don't know if you still got it on. You can leave it on there. He's going to lose plenty more miles working races.
He's going to have to change it because it's fucked up. It broke coming off the fucking trailer, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the only thing I asked him is why he put it on. I happen to see it on there.
That does trip the beams. That nose being low it doesn't trip the start line beam because it's only a half inch off the ground. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you some money on it.
I don't care, man. One way or the other. What I'm saying is, I saw it on his car, and I didn't complain about it because it didn't make no difference to me one way or the other.
Look, here's the thing. If he thought he could beat you by a mile, he wouldn't even have put it on. But he knows you got a fast car, and he's got a fast car. So whoever got to the eighth mile first was going to win. That's what it was about.
I got the slowest small block in the DMV.
Well, I think I got the slowest one, but anyway. I hope we were entertaining for everybody a little bit. I got laryngitis.
I don't like to go through this, man, because I hope he's satisfied. Tell him I said good race. He cut my head off. He won the money. He took it back with him. Well, he didn't get it all back, but he got some of it back. But anytime he wanted to do the right thing,
I thought you
I'm
just said you weren't
around.
Racing.
So what?
I thought you just said you weren't racing no more.
I did say that. But hey, this is girls racing. This is girls racing. I may say one thing right now and say something else later. But as far as racing him, I ain't scared of him. And I run him, like I said, 7 days a week, twice on Sunday. But I'm not going to go through that bullshit because he got his ass whooped.
Won't y'all set something up for Capital? Because I talked to Lewis Collins, and we're supposed to run Lewis Collins with Hell Yeah as soon as Lewis gets his car back up Capital. So that's a little news, I guess. Me and Lewis talked last night, locked something in. Eighth mile, we get the break.
With the Nova?
No, with Hell Yeah's car. Hell Yeah Z versus Lewis Collins Camaro, his big block motor versus our small block nitrous. We get the break in the eighth.
That might be a good race.
Oh, yeah, but he's going to come to Capital because he lives 5 minutes from LR and Bob lives 3.5 hours from Capital. So, you know, to make it right, I talked to Lewis, stand-up guy, you know, he's going to come to Capital. I don't know when, but it'll be at one of these events. It should be coming up in the near future. And maybe if you're there, maybe you and Bob can get it off again.
I doubt it very seriously, but I'm pretty sure. Are you talking about August 2nd?
I don't know when Running Bear, because
I don't know. I know Lewis's car is getting painted or something, he said, Saturday. And Bob can't go all the way to Buzz Creek Friday. So I'm sure y'all will be talking, arguing next week on the fucking phone, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try to set something up with somebody for that day.
Oh, MIR?
Yeah, all the stuff.
Yeah, that's gonna be a big show. It's gonna be a big show. But no, okay. I'm sure y'all get something figured out. You know, I know Bob liked to run your capital because that's where you beat him last time, and he like well beat him not the last time, the time before, and sure that's where he'd want to run you at. And I mean that's a hike for you and that's a hike for him. So, I mean. Hey, trust me. You really think I wanted to go over to fucking Richmond last week or 2 weeks ago? Hell no. I was sick. I didn't feel good. I had to drive my ass over to Richmond for that race.
No, I want to run some big blocks from now for the next 2 or 3 months.
All right. Well, you know, it is what it is, man. You guys will race again, I'm sure. You know, like you said 10 minutes ago, you didn't want to race him. 5 minutes ago, you want to race him, so. You know, I'm sure it'll bounce back and forth for the next 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't crash so much, man, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with raising him. But the man crashed.
Well, I don't know about crying. I don't think he cried. He just expresses his feelings different than you. How about that? Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my wife just said.
Hold on. Your wife owes me a pork chop sandwich.
I'm going to tell you what my wife just said. She said, that's a bitch feeling.
Well, tell her she gives me a pork chop sandwich and a sweet tea still. I ain't forgot about it.
She said, you can get it.
She said that last time. She told me at the beach, if you come down Richmond, I'm going to have you a fried pork chop sandwich and a sweet tea. And I'm fat. I'm a fat white dude. And my wife can't cook.
Hey, look, so just so you understand, because I'm going to get off this subject, man, let somebody else talk. I love the race. I don't like the whole lot of confusion.
That's right.
But, you know, if anybody wants to take me, then all they got to do is step up to the plate and say, running back, I want to do this and give me a fair race with my car. And like I said before, Hell Yeah was the only one that really gave me a fair race. Everybody else is either bigger than I was, more nicer than I got, you know, and if he can't take that as a compliment, then, you know, what can I say?
I hear you. Well, just next time y'all come up, bring my sandwich and my key and we're good.
All right. Pork chop.
Fried pork chop sandwich with my sweet tea. That's what I was promised. I drove all 6 hours to Richmond and went home hungry.
Okay.
I had no money to buy nothing to eat, so I couldn't eat and I didn't get my free sandwich.
Okay, you get it. If you don't, we're going to give you, if we don't have them poke out that day, we'll give you something else.
We have a Bible to eat that day.
All right, I'm taking my ass to bed.
All right, Donald.
I got to get up early. I got to go to work. See you.
Hey, 410-952-1230. Your mic is on. Who am I speaking with? 410-952-1230. All right, I guess they must. Huh? Man, oh man. So running back, I guess there's a chance we might see round four, huh?
JB.
Yo.
Hell no.
Hello, we got 804 up in there. 804-721-8042. Your mic is open.
Mr. Running Bear. Hey, you sound like I'm talking, but if I had both of your hangs, I would cut mine off. Hey, who is this?
Actually, Mr. Gillis, this message is for Miss Maybelline.
Uh-huh.
to Ms. Maybelline, I am still waiting on my hot dog with one streak of mustard.
Well, she heard you. She's laughing her ass off.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers. Hey, fucking getting shit, motherfucker.
I sure hope I can get a race with my boy with the Nova.
Yeah, I think that gonna be now that would be a nice one for, like I said, that Labor Day weekend. That'll be one that everybody gonna come definitely to see. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and I don't think he gonna cry as much as other people do. You know, I think he either take an ass with me or he whoop my ass. You know, I don't know. It don't matter whether he know hell yeah or not. Shit, anybody know hell yeah? I ain't know hell yeah until I run his ass, but I wish I hadn't never ran because I ain't even had to listen to the bullshit. But I don't think he gonna cry. I mean, if he win, he win. You know.
Who 773 area code? Who we got on?
Hey JB.
Who we got?
This little man from Chicago.
What's going on?
I was trying to see if anybody knows about the South invading the North this weekend.
Oh yeah, what do you need to know?
What day is that and where is it at? Is it in Morocco?
Morocco, Indiana, Saturday, 9:00, gates open.
And that's no limit track or something?
No limit raceway, yes it is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll be there. So, hey, who is this?
Little man from Chicago. I got the 69 Nova child support.
Oh, 69 Nova child support. Okay, yeah, I know that. I heard of that car. So you'll be out there Saturday?
Yeah, I want to get a look at Tony and see what's going on with prime time.
Okay, damn. Child support is going to be in the house. I hear that.
We'll be up there, see what's happening.
Well, damn, I'll see you up there, man. I'm about to let y'all know, guys. I was going to do it 60 to 90 minutes, but I had to show a little love to old Running Bear and everybody, man. I'm about to hit the bed because at 3:30, I got to be pulling out, headed to Morocco. So, hey, man, I got your – who is this little –
Little man.
Little man. I'm going to take your number. I'm going to hit you up when I get up there, man. Maybe we can get up and have a beer or something, man.
Sounds good, man. Have a safe trip. I'll see you up there.
All right, Running Bear, y'all boys, take it easy.
Later.
All right, Running Bear.